Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Three Down Nation picks for week 21 in the Canadian Football League. I'm John Hodge, joined as always by JC the Cheese Abbott, who's back after a stint on injured reserve. JC, how are you feeling today?
I'm still playing hurt, Hodge. I'm still playing hurt.
Well, you sound pretty good. I don't think you had much of a voice on Monday.
Well, that's because I'm nasally all the time, so I've got that going for me. As our lovely listeners know, it's not exactly the best of radio when it comes to me speaking.
Yeah, this is fair. And anybody who's hung out with JC in person knows that if him and Darth Vader were in a room, Darth Vader would be going, I think you need to get that checked out, bud. Like, I think you need to get that checked out. What's going on with your airways? These don't make sense. That's a little concerning, the noise that you're making.
My entire life, I've never been able to breathe through my nose. It's a problem.
I bet. Well, speaking of problems, we had a couple this past week. And I mean, I went 4-0 straight up, but only 2-2 against the spread. I needed the Argos to cover. They did not. They completely you-know-what-ed the bed in Calgary. And I needed the Bombers to cover, and they had a great chance to do it. They just absolutely were terrible on the offensive side of the ball. So I'm looking to improve on that this week. JC, how do you do?
I was also 4-0 straight up, but 2-2 against the spread. We both messed up with our Bombers against the spread pick. And I erred by backing the Ottawa Redblacks once again to cover against the Montreal Alouettes. I was twice a fool on that particular selection.
Ah, well. Well, we'll look to get better this time. I got to say, week 21, not the easiest week to pick because there are some teams with lots to play for, some teams with nothing to play for. So we're going to do our best here. We do have clarity on the depth charts for the Friday games, but as of this recording, we do not have the depth charts for Saturday. So we'll make do, but of course, stay tuned to 3downnation.com for all the latest news about who's in, who's out. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to the 3Down Nation newsletter for all the latest goodies that you could want right there in your inbox.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats are 14-point home favorites on Friday night against the Ottawa Redblacks as they look to clinch first place in the East Division with a victory. Linebacker Kyler Fisher will be back in action for the Tabbies as they'll face Ottawa QB Tyree Adams in his second straight start. The Redblacks have nothing to play for, but have reinserted Cleon Lang and Lucas Cormier into the lineup anyway. Is there any chance of an upset here, Hodge, or should I watch something else?
This game is, I think, going up against the Blue Jays, at least in part. So I'm sure that the television rating for this game will be terrible. I did really like the Ticats publicly saying, hey, we're going to have the baseball on the screens at Hamilton Stadium because I don't think they can legally say the World Series. So they said, we're going to have the baseball, wink, wink, the baseball. I wonder which baseball we're talking about. Is it the baseball minor leagues? Is it the baseball amateur league? No, I think it's the Blue Jays, but they can't say it. I get that. Look, I like Cleon Lang. I like Lucas Cormier a lot, actually. And the injuries that the Red Blacks have sustained, especially their Canadians this year, has really hamstrung them. It's part of the reason they're not going to the playoffs. That said, I'm all in the Tabbies here. Like the Tiger Cats, they want to finish first for very obvious reasons. Everybody wants the bye. Everybody wants to finish first. They're coming off a bye. Typically, Scott Milanovic's teams have played very well coming off the bye. So I'm happy to roll with them. They're a healthy team, healthiest in the CFL, arguably right now. And when you look at the weapons they've got, Kyler Fisher is back, really, really good rookie linebacker for them. I like the Tabbies. Give me the black and yellow. alleged black and gold, I'll say, to cover this spread. I know it's huge, but Tyree Adams threw three picks last week. I think he's good for a couple more. Super exciting player to watch. You love what Adams can do with his feet. You love what he's able to do late in the game when some of the coverages is up. But there was also some basic throws he didn't make last week. So I'm happy to roll with the Tiger Cats. Give me Steeltown to win this game and cover the spread.
Yeah, I've been twice burned by the Ottawa Redblacks over the last couple weeks, picking them to cover wide spreads. I'm not going to do it a third time. That's a shame on me moment if I did that. I think that the Tabbies are going to roll here. Not only are they coming off a bye, Hodge, but they got a little bit embarrassed before that bye. Another uncharacteristic performance, a lot of accusations or questions about who this team truly is. I think they took the week off and they're going to utilize that time to really find that identity and come out swinging just like they did the last time they had an uncharacteristic loss. I think it's unfortunate for the Ottawa Redblacks that it comes against them, but Hamilton's going to come out with their teeth and their claws, and the Redblacks just don't have the horses to contend with it this year. I got Hamilton by, I think, three touchdowns in this game.
The Edmonton Elks are 5-point home underdogs against the Calgary Stampeders in their finale, and will be fielding a pared-down roster after being eliminated last week. Brett Boyko, Curly Gittens Jr., Jared Brinkman, and Robbie Smith are among those sitting out, where Carter O'Donnell will be watching from the sidelines. Meanwhile, the Stampeders won't have their top Canadian receiver, Jalen Philpott, due to a knee injury. Will that matter against an Elks team in next year mode?
Well, to be entirely frank, Hodge, I had picked the Elks initially in this game just because I think Mark Killam's team is going to fight. I think they want to beat the record from last year. And I had a belief that against the Stampeders, they would come out with their hair on fire. These changes, this depth chart, with all these people sitting out, has me questioning that. And I can't, in good conscience, take the Elks to win this game anymore. I've got too many concerns along the offensive line with Gregor McKellar and Greg Eland starting on that right side. And I just don't think they've got the horsepower in the receiving core either. Jalen Calhoun's going to make his first start. Tyson Middlemost is going to start in that receiving core. It already wasn't one that scared me a ton, Hodge, and I just think they are missing a crucial weapon here in Curly Gittens Jr. The Stampeders have more than enough to win this football game. I'll still take the Elks to cover because I think they will be resilient at home, but the Stampeders are going to win this game.
I'm happy to roll with the same pick, JC. I'm taking Calgary to win. I'm taking Calgary to cover. The most interesting thing for me in this game, honestly, was, is Trey Ford going to play for the Elks? I wanted to see, is Trey Ford going to get some snaps? We haven't seen Trey Ford since he started the first five games of the year. Well, in what I think was a very intentional move, the Elks dressed, or listed Trey Ford on their depth chart as the backup for 12 straight games behind Cody Fajardo. That changed this week. He's now the third stringer behind Cole Snyder, a rookie out of Eastern Michigan. I don't know if Snyder's going to get any looks, but what I think is very clear is that Trey Ford is not getting any looks. And I think that means that Trey Ford is going into his last game as a member of the Edmonton Elks. I don't know where he's going to be in 2026, but it's looking very much like it's not going to be in green and yellow. Yes, I said yellow with the Edmonton Elks. So when it comes to this game, I have a hard time getting up for it. Honestly, the Calgary Stampeders, yes, they have something to play for in this one. They want a chance to still host the West semifinal. If they win and BC loses, they will, in fact, do that. Do I think that's a likely outcome? No, because spoiler alert for a couple picks from now, I think BC is going to win this week. But I'm happy to take the Calgary Stampeders to win. The spread does not bother me. And I also don't think it's exactly going to be a crazy atmosphere at Commonwealth Stadium. In fact, I think it's going to be a sparse crowd, and a lot of the people there are going to be wearing green, are going to be wearing red. So give me the Stamps to win. The 5 points does not scare me. I'll take them to cover as well.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are 5.5-point home favorites against the Montreal Alouettes on Saturday afternoon in a game that might not mean a damn thing for the road team by the time it kicks off. However, Alouettes head coach Jason Moss told the media today that his starters will play regardless, especially quarterback Davis Alexander. On the other side, Canadian receiver Nick Dembski appears set to miss a second straight game for Winnipeg. Can the Bombers keep their faint hope of avoiding the crossover alive with a win, or will Montreal keep their hot streak intact?
I like the Alouettes here, and honestly, I thought the Bombers going into Edmonton and struggling was kind of, you know, it was a bit of a prove it or move on type of game in their response. And their response last week was terrible on the offensive side of the ball. I think the defense is quietly among the best in the league. The defense, actually, Winnipeg ranks first in offensive points against, which is arguably the most important defensive stat there is. They also rank number one in opponent completion percentage. And I think that's why the Alouettes want Davis Alexander to play here. I think there's a good chance these two teams meet in the East semifinal. Alexander does not have a lot of experience playing against Jordan Younger's defense. And Jordan Younger does a lot of different stuff on the defensive side of the ball than you see from other CFL teams. I've talked to a number of Bombers players about this, other players about this. Retta Cramdy, longtime strong side linebacker in Winnipeg, calls Jordan Younger's defense a niche defense. There's a lot of different looks and bells and whistles that he provides that force opposing quarterbacks to have that low completion percentage. The defense always ranks close to the bottom of the league in sacks because they don't get after the quarterback a whole heck of a lot. But certainly I think Jason Moss is really smart to play Davis Alexander, get him some experience against this blue and gold defense again, especially because they will likely play in the first round of the playoffs. Yes, the Bombers can finish third, but JC, is going to BC really a big advantage over going to Montreal? To me, the Lions and the Alouettes are the two best teams in the CFL right now. So I'm not only going to take the Alouettes to cover this 5.5-point spread, I'm going to take them to win outright. Mike O'Shea's been hinting all week that there's going to be some guys held out. They're going to go young in some places. So I am happy to take the visitors here to win the game. Upset the Bombers.
And you'd know better than me because you're located in Winnipeg, but I think going out to Vancouver is a longer road trip than going out to Montreal, is it not?
It's about the same. It'd be 2.5 hours both ways.
Okay, interesting. It's a shorter time difference going out east, is it not?
Yeah, but it's only 1 versus 2, and if you go out east, yeah, you play the first game, but like I think being centrally located is a benefit this time of year because you're not dealing with the extremes, right? Like we've seen BC cross over to Montreal in the playoffs a couple times. That's murder, right? Like that's 3 hours,
yeah.
And you're playing the early game. I don't see the time difference being Winnipeg's problem. I see scoring points being Winnipeg's problem as of late.
I think this game is going to be fascinating from a gamesmanship perspective because you've got two teams that I agree with you, Hodge, are likely to play next week. Who's going to show what? Who is going to want to send a message? And how are they going to handle that situation? For me, I think it's all on the Montreal Alouettes. Even if they get the win taken out of their sails by a Hamilton win, I think Jason Moss has effectively insulated his team against those concerns with some of the messaging that he's put across in terms of taking it one week at a time and refocusing his unit from their mid-season losing streak. I think they've bought into the fact that they've got to keep the wheels turning and the wins coming to peak at the right time like they did in 2023. And I think the Winnipeg Blue Bombers just aren't a complete enough team to contend with that. I think this is going to be a pretty handy win for the Montreal Alouettes. Two teams taking potentially different strategies here ahead of a playoff game. I like what Moss is doing here. Give me the Owls.
And by the way, big shout out to Mother Nature. Saturday in Winnipeg, the last Saturday of October, sunny, 16 degrees. That's the forecast. How you like them apples? We got low cost of living, and we got beautiful weather. Suck it, West Coast. Soft, soft JC sitting there out in Vancouver. Soft, soft West Coasters. And I'll remember that when it's minus 40 in a couple of months.
I'll remember you from Grey Cup last year complaining about the rain and how wet you were.
Why was it raining every day? That doesn't, that's not how
that's what
works.
It does.
Couldn't handle it. Enjoy the cold, though. If we get cold during Grey Cup, I'll be laughing at you that whole time.
Yes, you will.
Saskatchewan Rough Riders are touchdown underdogs to the BC Lions at home on Saturday night as they officially wrap up the 2025 regular season. The Lions are the hottest team in the CFL and need a victory to secure a home playoff game, while the Riders have nothing left to play for with first place secure. Even so, several of the players who sat out last week for Saskatchewan will be back in action for at least part of this one, including, it looks like, quarterback Trevor Harris. Will BC secure dome field advantage, or will the Riders prove they're still not built for prairie football?
I think this game is too important for the BC Lions to lose. They've got too much hanging on it. They know that. I think they're focused, locked in, motivated, firing on all cylinders on both sides of the ball right now. But it's not going to be an easy walk in the park. Corey Mace has proven that his team will come to play every single week. And even with all their backups in last week, they only lost to a playoff team by a single point. I think they'll have guys like Trevor Harris back in the lineup this week with a little something to prove, even if they get sat down early. I think they'll keep this relatively close for much of this game. And I'm going to take the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to cover against the BC Lions, because even earlier in the year when they started Jake Mayer against the Lions, they were able to eke out a victory. I think the Lions are a much different team. They've obviously got a much different quarterback at the helm right now. They'll still secure a victory, but on home turf at Mosaic Stadium, the Riders will put up a fight, give me BC to win, and Saskatchewan to cover the 7-point spread.
Yeah, and Corey Mace made it clear he's not going to tip his hand and tell us exactly what the plan is. So again, we are doing a little bit of guessing here as of this recording. But by the same token, I mean, he played almost his whole backup offense last week, sat 8 offensive starters, only sat 1 defensive starter. And that's why the Bombers had so much trouble moving the football consistently. That's also why the Saskatchewan Rough Riders couldn't move the ball almost at all. They had 159 net yards, which I believe is the lowest amount of any team this season. That being said, I don't think Corey Mace is in a spot where he wants to sit everybody again on offense, because they, of course, have a bye this upcoming week. So I think you're smart to say, well, let's give the Sam Emelises and the AJ Olettes and the Trevor Harrises of the world the week off in week 20. They're getting another week off upcoming. Let's dress them and play them. So I would be surprised if we saw Trevor Harris this whole game. I think we are going to see Jake Mayer at some point. But it is borderline disrespectful, I think, to have the Riders be touchdown underdogs in their own building. They are still a first place team. So I'm in agreement with you, JC. I'm going to take the BC Lions to win, but I am going to take the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to cover, even if it's a backdoor cover. The only thing I'm nervous about is when Jake Mayer comes into this game, because with all due respect to Jake Mayer, who has played good football in this league at times, he did not show anything last week, and he didn't really show anything in his start for Saskatchewan earlier this year. And BC's defense, that was a liability, to be quite frank, early on in the season, has completely figured it out. Their personnel changes up front on the line have worked really, really well, and I think that the very young secondary has really dug in and emerged, right? Jackson Finley played some great football. Second-round pick out of Western, Robert Carter Jr., who I had as my runner-up in most outstanding rookie for the West Division. I just couldn't put him in first, though I seriously considered him. So I will take the Lions to win, but the Riders to get the home cover. For JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. We thank you, as always, for checking out our picks. Enjoy Week 21 in the Canadian Football League. We'll be back shortly with Justin Dunk for our weekly full-length episode. And then JC and I will be back probably, I'm thinking Thursday still, maybe Friday with the double playoff game on Saturday, but we'll figure it out. We'll see you then.